Virgin Radio 104.4. David Guetta, Justin Bieber to you. We are live across the UAE. Gossip shortly. We still have the chance to hang out with Anthony Joshua. This guy is, he'll go down as one of the greatest fighters of all time, I guarantee. He's only still young. 20 wins, yet to be beaten. I heard an interesting story. He's originally from Nigeria.
Yeah.
Went to the Olympics and just dominated it. And the next thing you know, became a professional. He's been in Dubai, and he still is in Dubai for the Dubai Fitness Challenge. He closed it out at Dubai Festival City yesterday, where he did a live exercise performance.
Looks so cool.
Thousands of people rocked out to see him. We had a chance to catch up with him earlier on. And we asked Anthony Joshua about being called out by another boxer called Tyson Fury. Now, Tyson Fury at this stage is somewhat overweight, not ready to get in the ring.
Yeah.
But this Tyson Fury guy still called Anthony Joshua and said, you know what? I can take you out even in the condition that I'm in.
It's crazy.
What did Anthony think about this?
It's never a problem. Like, I'm not making it more than what it needs to be. It's a fight. We're going to get in the ring. We're going to talk a lot. And then after, we may potentially shake hands, as gentlemen do. So I'm just waiting kind of for him to make a return, because I've been up and coming. You know, there was an opportunity that presented itself 5 fights ago in my 16th fight or 15th fight to fight for the title. I'd done it. I took the bait, and I want a challenge with these guys, and that's why I done it. And unfortunately, he's had some issues in his career, so I support him on his comeback. And once he is back, providing I stay disciplined, I'll be here waiting for the challenge. So it's kind of in his court to do what he has to do to make this fight happen, because I've done what I've had to do and got myself in a position. Now I'm going to just patiently wait for his return. Once a fighter, always a fighter, you know? So I know he's got that mindset, but there is an element of athleticism, sports discipline to it as well. It's interesting because boxing is a weird sport, is that it kind of feels like anyone can do it, which anyone can, but you have to remember that you have to be disciplined in what you're doing. And that's what I like about being here in Dubai. I was with Gomez, goalkeeper John Terry.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, and these are like pioneers of their sport, and they're so disciplined. And then I look at the likes of XXX and X, and I'm just thinking, why is boxing so backwards? So I've tried to do everything in my power to kind of be professional and show it in a different light.
Yeah.
But as I said, Tyson Fury, all he has to do is jump on the treadmill, you know, come to Dubai, even join in with my fitness challenge. You know, we can reform him in 30 minutes.
I like that. Tyson Fury, jump on a treadmill and he'll be ready to take you. Anthony Joshua, pretty, you asked him the big question.
Anthony Joshua, is he single?
I'm ready to mingle.
Oh, yes. Like all this attention that you get outside of the boxing world, how do you deal with that?
Well, it all started in 1698 when, I'm joking now. I just keep it simple. I keep my life simple. I've got female friends.
Yeah.
Give me advice, what's right, what's not right. And you know what it is, career driven at the minute. And that's just where my head is. And as simple as that, as I said, I've got friends that I can go for food with. I've got friends I can go to the gym with. So, you know, I just think that at the minute, it's a shame because I don't want to lead anyone on. And it's just a time thing. My heart and my love is for my sport right now.
What do you look for in a girl?
You've got to be very, very loving. Very, very, very unconditional love. That's important. With so many options out there, keep it simple. And just some conditional love, you know. That's what everyone wants to feel, is loved and appreciated. That's all.
Look, he just wants to be loved pretty. Anthony Joshua just wants to be loved, guys. Finally, Rossi, you asked him the big question you were waiting for.
The important question all the guys want to know, what football team does he support?
Grew up in Watford, and so a few of the Watford players always used to get their hair cut in the local barbers, so I support Watford. My good friend Troy Deeney plays for them as striker, so I've got a lot of love for where I grew up, Watford FC, but my overall favourite, because of the one man, is Cristiano Ronaldo, so I'm going to roll with Real Madrid.
Wow, there it is, Watford and Real Madrid.